Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Flair Writing Industries Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and I'll hand the conference over to Mr. Irfan Raeen from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neha. On behalf of Flair Writing Industries Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants on Q1 FY25 financial result discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Vimalchand Rathod, sir, Managing Director, Mr. Mohit Rathod, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sumit Rathod, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Alpesh Porwal, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Vimalchand, sir. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to express my gratitude to all the participants who have joined the call today. I hope everyone had the opportunity to go through our investor presentation and press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges. As the largest pen brand in India, the current quarter was a quarter of two halves. First half was dominated by phased general election and school being set early on account of the intense heat waves, which settled down by the second half as growth picked up. Creative Realm continues to grow at a high double-digit rate, and we expect it to sustain and improve upon this growth going forward. Visibility of the future pipeline with product innovation in this segment remains strong. Steel bottles and houseware segments have started to gain momentum and have been accepted well in the domestic market. It remains an important area of focus for the company as we work towards unlocking the growth potential of this segment. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome Mr. Alpesh Porwal as the new Chief Financial Officer of the company. He has two decades of experience across various functional areas and will provide us with invaluable insights. Mr. Alpesh Porwal succeeds the outgoing Mr. Mayur Gala, who ceased to be the Chief Financial Officer and KMP. We would like to thank Mr. Gala for his services and wish him well for all the upcoming handovers. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Mohit Rathod to provide insight in each segment.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to go in depth on the performance of each division. First of all, pen segment. Our total revenue for the quarter was 247 crores, out of which pen contribution was 196 crores for the Q1 25, contributing around 81% to our top line. Overall, pens division performance was stable as compared to previous year. As highlighted by our managing director, pen segment performance was two-paced, with performance of the pens division in the first half of the quarter being affected as demand was dampened by activities leading up to the phased elections. Overall, demand picked up in the second half of the quarter post the peak of elections. Despite facing such challenges in the demand environment, our own brands grew by 7% year-on-year in the domestic market, signifying their resilience and wider market acceptance. This demand momentum has continued in the current months as well, making us quite optimistic for our largest business segment going forward. A key takeaway was the performance of Hauser brand, which saw a good growth in Q1. The brand performance in a rather challenging environment highlights the dominant position of our bestseller Hauser XO in the industry. Furthermore, we received good initial market feedback on the relaunch of 5 rupee MRP products, and we remain intact on focusing on this segment as we can leverage our past investments into molds and machinery to grow this segment without any significant need of additional capex. For the quarter, we introduced 9 new models in the overall category, and from these, 7 models were in mid-premium to premium category to consolidate our leadership position in the mid-premium and premium segments. This has helped us to strengthen our portfolio position in this category. Despite certain challenges, our ASP for the overall business increased from 5 rupees 27 paise in Q1 24 to and 5 rupees 17 paise in Q4 24 to current 5 rupees 29 paise in Q1 25, a testament of our focus on premiumization strategy. Talking about creative segment, creative as a segment increased in Q1 25 by 21.4% year on year, with the revenue clocking in at 37 crores. The high growth segment saw the highest share of all new products launches during the quarter, as the company introduced 16 new products in this category. Inclusion of Disney collaborated products from Q2 of 25 to our existing portfolio will provide an avenue for further growth in this segment. We plan to introduce new models in pencil range and coloring range to widen our portfolio. Company was able to deliver robust growth in this category through the existing distribution network via increasing channel filling. Long-term strategic actions for the segment will be towards gradually increasing the in-house manufacturing capabilities to improve margins and enhance presence of creative products in our own distribution network. Talking about steel bottle segment, steel bottles has gathered the momentum, registering a 116% year-on-year increase to 8 crores. Aggressive scaling, robust inquiries, and a growing order book in the category provide an exciting outlook for this segment. We are confident of achieving a significant contribution from this segment in financial year 25 as we witness an increasing trend of month-on-month revenue run rate. We significantly expanded our steel bottles offerings with the launch of 7 new variants in this quarter alone. Design innovations, in-house lacquering and coloring capabilities, and integrated manufacturing equip us with the necessary tools to create our own niche in this market, apart from the distinct edge of BIS certification in place for most of the products. Contribution of our own brand sales to overall mix improved to 87% in Q1 25 from 83% Q1 24, with overall own brand sales growing by 5% on year-on-year basis to 215 crores. Persistent geopolitical issues around the Red Sea have raised freight costs and created a shortage of shipping containers, bottlenecking supply to the export markets, thus affecting overseas own brand sales, although demand remains intact. However, we received a very encouraging update from export OEM segment, which is on a gradual but a definite path of recovery, increasing by 10% in the current quarter. Domestic OEM faces a subdued demand and is expected to remain at current quarterly levels, which we propose to make up from our own brand sales in domestic market. Our CAPEX plans remains on track to be completed in a timely manner. Successful execution of our premiumization strategy has helped us consistently yield better realization per piece on the back of brand positioning, extensive portfolio catering to mid-premium and premium markets, as well as constant innovation in products that have satisfied consumer needs. Overall, we continue to be optimistic for the future growth, with the pen segment's growth now being on track, ably supported by 2 high growing segments in creative and steel bottles. I will now hand it over to Mr. Alpesh Porwal, our new CFO, to discuss the financial performance. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, MD sir, for your kind introduction. Moving to the consolidated performance of the company for Q1 FY25. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY25 was at INR 247.1 crores, an increase of 0.2% year-on-year. Gross profit for the quarter was at INR 122.9 crores, which declined by 1.3% on year-on-year basis. Gross profit margin came in at 49.7%. Marginally higher input cost led to a comparatively softer gross margin for the quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was INR 42 crores. EBITDA margin was at 17%. And profit after tax for the quarter was at INR 26.2 crores. And profit after tax margin for quarter was at 10.6%. Certain one-off expenses in Q1, such as early CSR expenditure for the year and organizing a national sales manager conference combined with scheduled rise in employees and sales and marketing team in line with national rollout of sales policy, attributed to rise in employee expenses on a yearly basis. However, we remain quite confident in our ability to achieve about 19.5% EBITDA margin mark in the following three quarters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hand over to moderator to kind of take further questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Resha Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So the first one is on the export business. So the export OEM business has grown by 6%, but if we look at our export own brand business, that has declined by 9%. So why would this dichotomy be if, you know, if the problems of, you know, freight, container, LC, etc. were seen for, you know, both?
Yeah, so you're talking about exports, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so as you can see, you know, because of the geopolitical reasons, the freight costs and the shortage in the containers have, you know, led to the decline in sales, majorly for our branded products, because our distributor were not able to, you know, get goods on time because of the delay, and as well as the cost rose significantly, almost three times, and to certain countries it was more than five times. So there is no, if you look at the overall demand, there is no, you know, the demand still remains intact. So we don't see any, you know, anything, yeah, as the situation is slowly improving, I think it should be back on track as far as our branded sales is concerned.
At the same time, I think, sorry, the export OEM overall was up by 10%. So there was a marginal 6% volume decline, but more than offset by 16% value gain.
Yeah.
So, is the problems were the same, right, for both the segments, right? Whether it is export OEM or whether it is export own brand sales, right? The problems of container, high freight costs were the same. So, that's what my question precisely was, that why own brand sales has declined while, you know, the OEM exports has grown?
See, the thing is the OEM, you know, the big buyers, they normally, they buy as per the projections, whether the container costs are high or low. You know, for them, you know, it doesn't matter whether the freight charges are three times or five times. But as far as the distributors are concerned, it does matter because everything is taken into account when they buy and when they sell it. So that's the reason. And mainly, you know, when we do it, our own branded sales, U.S. and the South American markets were a little bit hit. And even the UAE market, which was our main market for exports.
This you're talking on the own brand side, right?
Own brand.
South
side.
America and yeah. OEM is to which market? Export OEM is to which market?
Majorly to US.
Got it. And your exports are on FOB basis?
Yeah, FOB.
Yeah, most of our exports are on FOB basis.
For both, right? Own brand as well as OEM?
Yeah.
Right. Second question is on the creative side. So currently, if you know, you could just call out, is there any in-house manufacturing that we do? If yes, what is the salience there? And by when do we expect it to become, you know, margin accretive? And once, let's say, I think the ambition is to, you know, get to a 75% in-house manufacturing share. So once we reach that number, then, you know, how do margins shape up?
So, you know, as we mentioned that, you know, the CAPEX plan is already on and, you know, it's everything is in time as per the schedule. And, you know, once the CAPEX, so similarly, if, even for the creative, all the manufacturing lines have been already ordered and set up. So I think by the end of the year or early next year, we should be making almost 75% of our total business. What we get from creative would be manufactured in-house. And this will enable us to maintain the EBITDA levels at the same level as writing instruments.
Understood. And if I can squeeze in one more question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in your presentation, you have mentioned that, you know, there is some team structure change on the distribution side, right? So if you can just elaborate on that, that currently is the same team different for creative pens, etc., bottles, and what is the change that you all have done?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? We didn't understand the... What are the changes we have done?
Yeah, so in your presentation, you have called out that as far as the distribution goes, the sales team structure, there has been some change in terms of pens, creatives, etc. So what are these changes that you all have implemented on the ground? If you can elaborate on that.
So there are no major changes we have done. The only thing is, if you can see in the presentation, the number of distributors have increased. Majorly nothing to do with the creative, but we have increased the number of distributors for steel bottles. So I think there is no major change in the distribution pattern or the way we do distribution. It's the same as before. We haven't changed anything in that.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth Management Company. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, on your core pens business, if I look at your growth this particular quarter and exclude creative from your own brands business, you've grown roughly by around 1% on a year-on-year basis. If I look at your guidance, that stands at about 11 to 12% on a CAGR basis. Although I understand this particular quarter was impacted by elections now, would you help us understand that, you know, how April started and how the monthly growth run rate has been for you? And how confident are you in achieving this number for an annual, for year as a whole, which is FY25? That's my first one.
Yeah. So, see, when we talk about Q1, as we all know that, you know, April month was badly affected due to various reasons. But May and June, we bounced back by 90 crore plus, 93 crores and then 97 crores followed in June. July also we have maintained the similar levels, and going forward also, you know, we are hoping, and you know, we are very, very optimistic about the products what we have in pipeline, which we are going to be launching in Q2, Q3 and Q4 will help us you know, get to the numbers as far as the pens is concerned. And creative, as we mentioned, that we are on the right track in creative also. By Q2 we would be in the Disney range of products, which we will be launching in the month of, you know, in September. That will help us, you know, increase the sale a bit, and, you know, will help us penetrate further for creative. And steel bottles guidance, you know, as we discussed, that we are on the right track. Month on month, the run rate of sales is positive. It is growing month on month. And going forward, there is also positive signs from the for the exports OEM. So both put together, domestic plus export OEM, I think we should be able to match the guidance.
Just to add, on the April number was about 61.57 crores. It moved to about 93 crores in May and 93 crores again in June.
And this is the overall company number, including creative OEMs.
Yeah, it's a total number.
So the April affecting of April efforts is very visible for
me. Understood. Secondly, if I look at your domestic OEMs also, that is also down significantly. Although you have been sharing a lot of information on your export OEM that, you know, there's a growth visibility, you're adding SKUs with them. What are we doing to revive the domestic OEM business?
So domestic OEM business, as we mentioned earlier also, is going to be stable and subdued because we don't see... And it's going to be compensated by the sales increase in our own brands.
Especially
Hauser
and...
Yeah.
Okay, so we have visibility from Q2 itself of growing double-digit and that offsetting the domestic OEM business?
No, domestic OEM business is going to be in the similar level as Q1.
Understood. Thirdly, if at all you can touch upon the steel bottle business, how are we faring there? Where all have we, you know, how many distributors have we added? How is the business panning out in domestic market? Plus, any signs of, you know, us starting on the export business for the steel bottles?
Yeah. So, in domestic market for steel bottles, we have already appointed 20 plus distributors and we have also recruited around 15 salesmen. And other than that, we have also set up a separate department to cater to modern trade, and we have already, you know, got into Reliance and other departmental stores. We are going to be further adding more modern trade, you know, buyers in the list in coming months for the festival season. And e-com also, we have set up a separate department. As we all know that, you know, in e-com, it takes about 6 to 7 months to get the ratings on level. So we are on track and, you know, hopefully by the end of Q2, we would be, you know, in the best sellers on Amazon and Flipkart.
Understood. Thanks a lot. Team, and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Neeraj Kamlekar from Prospero Tree PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi. Yeah, hi. Sir, my question may be repeated, but I would like to ask this. Pen is our largest revenue segment, and in this quarter, the pen has not reported the same numbers on a YY basis because the OEM... domestic OEM particularly were underperformed. So how we will record the any growth or will achieve any growth if the domestic OEM will remain underperformer or not giving any growth opportunity? So will you rely only on the our own brand, or do you have any other plan to grow?
So, as far as domestic OEM is concerned, the demand is going to be subdued, and we will be relying on our own brands to compensate. And if you look at the numbers, our own brand, which is Hauser, is doing exceptionally well in domestic market, and one of the products in Hauser, which is in the name of Hauser XO, is one of the best sellers in the industry. So, we are banking on that, and the overall... traction is also very good, and so the growth wise we would be focusing mainly on our own brand sales for domestic market.
Yes sir, but what happens, suppose the OEM is down by the 10 or 15 crore or 20 crore and we get the, some growth from the own brand, then the number will be the same and the profitability will be also same. where we will grow from the, suppose the OEM will not grow in the future, then also we want to grow from core pen segment. What is our strategy?
OEM business is not going to be zero. It will be at a similar level as Q1 previous year. So taking that into account, and as far as our brands is concerned, it's getting a good traction in the market. I think overall the growth trajectory would be at the levels of our projection.
So from quarter two onwards, suppose the OEM will not grow, then also can we report the growth in the quarter two onwards?
Because Creative and Hauser is growing at a faster pace, so it will result in overall business growth.
We have been knowing about the domestic OEM sales slowing down because of the change in the management that happened last year. So now the new management is coming, and they are maintaining the same level of growth. So we'll continue to take care of that. But it'll be more than offset by our own growth, especially in Hauser and some of the player brands competing in that particular line. So that market share, which was of theirs, is being absorbed substantially by our own brands.
And if our OEM degrowth is replaced by our own brand growth, will it result into the higher profitability because of our own brand is carry some higher margin?
Certainly. That offsets the entire thing out here, because our own brands have better profitability out here. And as rightly put up, we see the challenges on a daily basis, and that's where we see that OEM was coming as a challenge to some extent. And so we're focusing more and we're shifting our entire thing on towards our own brands also. We see the numbers also growing up out there. So it's just compensating. It's not more than compensating. It is taking care of the future growth now.
Okay. And sir, do we audit our distribution channel anytime? Because where the Flair pens or Hauser pen are available, there Jukes is not available, or even sometimes the shopkeeper does not know the name of the Jukes because we inquired some certain places and Jukes is not available. And Jukes is in a mid segment. If Jukes report the growth, there will be a much more value growth in the pen segment. Why the Jukes is not available in each and every store where the Flair and Hauser are also available?
So Jukes, purposely, we haven't launched pan-India. We have launched only in few selected outlets because being little expensive premium plastic pens, so we were focusing on only A-class counters. We haven't reached out to B and C-class counters. So maybe going forward, we would be entering into those B and C categories as well. So as far as Jukes is concerned, we are going slow. We are understanding the market. Since it is a very premium product compared to what we have been selling in Flair and Hauser, so that's the reason why we want to go slow. And the response is also very good in selected cities and towns. So gradually we will be growing in that.
Yes, but my point is that, sir, the Flairs are available, Hauser are available in the same shop. Jukes is not available, whether we are not marketing the Jukes product to that shopkeeper or intentionally, or our Jukes distribution channel is totally different than the Hauser and Flair.
So distribution channel is the same. It's just that going forward, along with Q3, Q4, you will see more traction and more visibility of Jukes product in the market. As along with time, we also planning to launch few more products in the Jukes brand kitty. So very soon you will be seeing a couple of more products in the market and also increase the visibility in the market.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vivek Tulshan from Newmark Capital. Please go ahead.
You guys have mentioned that you are looking to re-enter the 5 rupee price point segment. Once you do that, what share of business do you expect to come from that category, and does that lead to, you know, lowering of ASPs and lowering of margins as we go along?
So, you know, that is, you know, if you look at our historical numbers, you know, we were always present in 5 rupee category. It is only last two and a half years we exited that category and we were focusing more on 10 and above, 10 rupee MRP and above. But because of the competition re-entering 5 rupees, we thought of, you know, getting it back, going it back to 5 rupees. And, you know, there's no additional capex required because we already have all the molds and machines in hand. But as you said, the ASPs will be maintained at this level only because we would be introducing premium and mid-premium category products as well. And as, you know, even current, if you look at Q1 numbers also, we have maintained or increased slightly our ASP in spite of launching 5 rupee MRP products. So we have been, you know, very, very careful of the product mix of what our sales team and distributors are selling.
But does launching a 5 rupee product or, you know, promoting the 5 rupee product again because the competition has got, you know, more keen on that market, does that lead to our sales cannibalization?
It's basically we were there in that segment and we moved on by focusing on the 10 rupee plus segment, which you have seen a major traction in our growth on some of the other EXO and YOLO, player YOLO type of introductions we have been making. We already have past investments done in the molds and we are just, you know, using without any major additional capex, we're just leveraging our existing investment that. So there is hardly marginal, you know, change in that.
No, my question is, if you are selling the same volume to, you know, to the channel, then selling a 10 rupee pen is obviously more lucrative compared to a 5 rupee pen. So how do you guys think about the mix?
So it is not about cannibalizing our MRP product because we have a very strong sub-brand into our category, but it is more from the competition perspective and also that the market of 5 rupee is still there, which is there present earlier also. So it's just taking back our market share to a certain percentage in that 5 rupee market back into the, you know, the stores. Like already mentioned, since we were already present and our network and our team and our distribution channel already knows that, you know, we had many products in Hauser and Flair brand in the 5 rupee category. So we're just trying to recapture and, you know, take our market share back.
Understood. And on the steel bottles, you mentioned there is some positive traction from the export OEM. So, and you also mentioned that, you know, the year you could see some significant contribution from steel bottles. So, on a full year FY25 basis, would you have like a percentage that steel bottles can contribute in terms of the overall revenues?
Yeah, so overall, you know, we are targeting around 4.5 to 5% you know, contribution coming from steel bottles and steel bottles and household as a category both put together around 4.5 to 5% of the overall revenue.
Got it. And just one last question, would you know what is the cash balance at the end of June 30th?
Bank balance as of June
30th. Just a minute, we'll answer this.
So basically, we have a cash credit limit. So we normally, you know, the we don't keep you know, balance
in the CC account.
The limit utilization goes down, and there is a surplus cash coming from the generation.
So what all is the surplus cash we keep in the fixed deposit?
Yes.
So on the current account, is hardly anything.
Is this fixed deposit what is the balance? Total mila ke what is the FD?
maybe Mr. Vivek, maybe we will email it to you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Around 5 crores. 5 crores is the FD.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from MNS Associates. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had a couple of questions. So recently the company got a few customs and GST demand notices. Just wanted to understand what will be the expect.
Yeah.
Will be there?
Hello?
Mr. Vikas, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. So just with respect to the steel bottles business, I think I just heard it that it could be somewhere around 5% of the total revenues. So 5% it comes to somewhere around 45-50 crores, so that 1,000 crores ever. So we will only be able to scale up from 8 crores to 50 crores throughout the year in this new segment. Because that was the whole segment aspiring what it has been talked about for the last 2 quarters.
Yeah, so this is the guidance what we are giving going forward. And year on year, it's going to improve from there. Since it's the first year of our doing business in this category, we are targeting around 5% of our total top line.
No, but the order value would be much higher, right, from the existing OEM for the 50 crore business. They would not be investing into the businesses, right?
So order value is going to gradually increase year on year, and that's the reason why we have invested into steel bottles. It's going to be gradually increase year on year as we introduce more and new models for them.
So what would be the average capacity as of now been put on to produce the bottle business, and how much we are producing?
At the end of the year, we will be about 45% utilization.
Okay, and what is the actual capacity?
So, actually, in terms of value?
In terms of bottles.
In terms of bottles.
So, this is a very complex manufacturing. Yeah. So, it is a mix of combination of manufacturing. But we can go with the understanding that end of the year, with this kind of projection that we have, having around 5%, that will occupy us around 40% to 45% of our manufacturing capacity.
Because the same manufacturing line can manufacture single wall and double wall bottles as well.
So
when we make a double wall bottle, the production is half. When we make a single wall bottle, the production is double. So it depends on the demand from the market and the product mix. But if you look at the overall per line, the capacity is about 80 to 100,000 bottles per month.
80 to 100,000 bottles per month. Okay.
Yeah.
Both
per line.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from MNS Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yes, sir. I just had a couple of questions. Sir, recently the company got a few customs and GST demand notices. Just wanted to understand what will be the expected liability arising from these orders.
So the GST demands which you've been getting are for the older years, and as you would know, the department has also been kind of raking up all these issues. Almost all of the GST demands have been replied to or have been settled.
Yeah.
So we don't see a liability out here at our end, because
there will be some liability.
Yeah.
But we have,
as of now, there's nothing which is fructified.
Because it is an appeal.
Yeah.
So as soon as when the appeal is settled, then we will know the exact. But it will not be substantial.
It won't be substantial. And there are only two of them which we have to go on an appeal. Rest of all we have replied to. So appeal also not. And it's a small amount number which you're talking about.
Okay, that's good to know. So my next question is, I saw in a news article that a big player in steel segment are still complaining of cheap Chinese steel being imported and stuffed in the Indian market. So what is your experience in the steel bottle segment, and can you highlight where do you source your steel from, And are we also importing Chinese steel to save on raw material cost?
So the steel bottle import, which is through the BIS, you know, standard, which is has to happen for the Indian market, that has been postponed for a couple of months because the Indian domestic market still has to, you know, develop to the complete demands of the Indian requirement. So hopefully, as the Indian manufacturing setup keeps on growing, this import will reduce along the years, and as BIS standards will become more stringent, these imports will reduce going on and on. And also from our part, we are having a combination of sourcing from you know, steel from India, as well as a couple of importers which import from various countries like Korea, Vietnam, and other countries and China from us.
Okay, okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saloni Shah from SK Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question. So, like the Disney partnership, are there any other collaborations that we're looking on in the pen segment? Because from what I've seen, such movie or TV show character branding is quite appealing to the young kids. So, any thoughts on that?
So, we are not, you know, tying up for any writing instruments like for pens with Disney or any other Warner Brothers characters. But, yeah, we have only tied up for creative division because there is a lot of excitement among the, you know, the younger kids when they see anything with Disney prints or Warner Brother prints. But we, for writing instruments, which is normally, you know, after 4th, 5th standard, they use it. So, you know, the excitement for those pens are not that much because we tried earlier and it wasn't very successful. So we are just restricting it to the creative division.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Neeraj Kamlekar from Prospero Tree PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, once again. And sir, my question is that on the basis of the Q1 result, I can say that our growth engine will be the creative segment because the pen segment, as it is, because of the OEM slowdown and the natural industry growth is not more than the 4 to 5%. So if we want to achieve the higher growth in a double digit, we must focus on the creative segment. What specifically we are doing to make the 145 crore revenue for FY24 to 200 or something more than 200 crore rupees revenue? Please share any idea or share your thoughts on that.
Number one, as you said, that the writing instruments, we are definitely going to grow, and you know, next 3 quarters are looking very, very promising. And our brands also have you know, seen a good traction in domestic market and export also, because Q1 was slow, but Q2, Q3, Q4, when we talk to our distributors, they are very, very positive as far as our brand sales is concerned. And when we talk about creative, of course, as you rightly said, you know, it's a there's a huge scope for us because we are new in this category. And there are a lot of verticals we would be entering or increasing the range in each vertical. Like, for example, the pencils or the coloring range or crayons and the kits and the geometry boxes. There's still a long way to go, lot of products we have to develop and introduce in various price range to get the maximum benefit out of it.
Further, just to add that the industry is going at 6.5 to 7%, and Flair as such historically has been always outgrowing the industry trend, being the market leader. We continue to, you know, target a growth
accordingly. For pen segment, are we expecting the volume growth or value growth?
So we are expecting both, a combination of both. So in Q1, we saw a good volume growth, but going forward, it's going to be a combination of value as well as volume.
And sir, for the creative segment, we have tied up with the Disney and we are going to use their character. Are we going to pay the royalty on a per piece basis, or there will be a fixed piece to pay them?
So there is a royalty agreement already in place with Disney. It's based on the sales.
On the sale basis.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we'll take this as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you so much for all the questions. And as we said, that, you know, going forward, we would be, you know, very, very optimistic about the overall growth of the company in all three segments, writing instruments, creative, and steel bottles. And we would be in the direction of expanding our manufacturing base in the need of achieving the numbers, final numbers. And thank you so much for your time and attending the call.
And in case anyone has any follow-up question, you can let know the IR and we will get back to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Flair Writing Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.